the opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hey, welcome to another radio show here at DDV Radio, www.mybroadcastddv.com. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. I want to give God praise, give God glory, give God honor for another episode. I am not in the studio today because due to some things I just, at the last minute, I had to switch up. But I'm still faithful, still staying on my game. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing. I'm glad in it. To my engineer, Brother Robbie, to Danny, to Steve, as we continue to stay focused on our radio broadcast every single Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And also to Mike Live. Hello to some of my spiritual sons, Edmar Arnold. God bless you. Tisha Burton. Burton, God bless you. And this is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. We're going to pray and get right into the word God gave me this evening, this afternoon. And I want to talk about Wonder Woman. I want to talk about Wonder Woman. I want to talk about Wonder Woman. I want to give you some facts, give you some things. I'm going to connect to the kingdom and show you that I'm dedicating this show today to all the ladies of the world. As you know, I think either yesterday or the day before yesterday, we celebrated International Ladies Day. And as I was watching on TV, the movie Wonder Woman, and there's some things I saw and I want to talk about. Some of these things are in my book, 177 Laws of Night, and it's coming out to continue to pray. I know it's coming as fast as you like it, but it is. And all my book orders will be fulfilled a little later than I thought, but God is good. He's still faithful. And so let's pray and get into this word today. I give God praise and thanks. He's the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all glory. He give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that our eyes are enlightened, that we know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to us word, but as Mike McDuffie believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, not only in this cosmos, but the one which is to come, which is his body that filleth all in all. For God the Father took Jesus and took his name and put it above all names in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I want to talk about Wonder Woman and the kingdom of God. Wonder Woman and the kingdom of God. As you know, when I teach and preach, I believe in using all things to communicate principles. And I'm a big movie buff. I have a ministry I do called OSI, called Operating Supernaturally Intelligently. I took those three initials from the $6 Man. OSI was the name of his headquarters, as they did a supernatural office of scientific intelligence. I took those three letters back in the 1996, 1995, and developed a whole ministry about watching movies, watching television, watching cartoons, and showing you the kingdom of God in all things. And I trained my church at that time, Mighty Church of God Church, to look at stuff and see how we can learn from stuff. Hello, Minister Jay and Joseph and Tisha Burton and Army Arnold. And I'm continuing to teach and show you how God shows me stuff. And this is one of the things that's going to make men and women of God more effective in the body of Christ. We can't have our heads so buried inside of a book if we don't take the words off the book and make them living epistles. I dedicate this, of course, to my wife and to all the ladies of the world because it's International Ladies Day. I think it was yesterday. And I want to dedicate this teaching to the ladies, to the women, but at the same time, we men can learn some things from this movie. I actually took time out to watch the Wonder Woman movie again because I just recently saw Captain Marvel. I'm not going to talk about that yet. And both of these movies are about two powerful women who become deliverers and heroes, according to the book of Judges, to deliver the people. And I had to rate the movies. I say Wonder Woman far outdoes Captain Marvel. Okay, I don't want to spoil the show, but I really believe Wonder Woman can't be touched right now. And I'm really a Marvel fan, and it's DC and Marvel that fight over, of course, films and comic books and stuff. Both of them have made a whole lot of money and created many jobs for people. So I really believe that Marvel Kingdom and DC Kingdom have done so much more than probably when it comes to economics and financial wealth than even the local churches in our cities. I'll talk about that later. So I want to share some things I saw on the movie Wonder Woman that came out in 2017. I know she was also on the Legend of Superheroes, and I also know she starred in some other things, but this lady that played the role, Gal Gadot, I think, very pretty young lady, played the role very well as Wonder Woman. Her boyfriend on the show, on the movie, was Chris Pine, and I thought it was a tremendous movie. I'm going to ask that believers all over the world take time out and go download this movie, it's the Wonder Woman 2017, and watch it, because there's so many kingdom principles in this movie. And one of the things I try to teach our people is start to look at movies through kingdom eyeglasses and stop going just looking for the sex scenes and looking for the robbing scenes and the violence scenes and the haunted house scenes. Always look for kingdom in everything you read and study and watch. And you'll be amazed how the voice of God comes through the movie screen and the television. Now, if you're weak and you're easily persuaded by the movies and you feel you watch them on TV, you got to go do it, go blow up a building, and please don't watch it. It's not for you. I'm talking to those who can handle meat, get rid of bones, and be able to concentrate on the things that God wants to teach us. Good afternoon to Brenda Watson, to Rashima Kabalzad. God bless all of you. And I want you to know we're on the air because we got partners that sow and support our ministry. So as I teach and preach, we're going to ask you go to the Cash App, so see. Also go to PayPal. And if you're in the Bergen County area or the Hudson area, you have the seed from Reverend McDuffie, I will visit you personally, pray for you, and God will move on your behalf. Trust me when I tell you. Also give an honor to Sister Maria. Maria, my spiritual daughter, who invited me over to minister to her family. They lost a loved one. I think his name was Will. And I came over to minister to about 80, 90 of them yesterday evening around 10:30 p.m. We prayed, we ministered, and God moved. And she sowed seed. And I'm not moved by what people think about what I do. I'm more moved by what God is pleasing what I do. And so, once again, I've watched God move on so many hearts of people just for being obedient to God. There's a scripture I want to read before I walk over these facts about the Wonder Woman movie. In the book of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 17, there's an important statement that Jesus makes when he begins to enter into his public ministry. And this is the statement he makes. This is Matthew chapter 4, 17. And it reads like this, Rashima and Brenda. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, in other words, to demonstrate, repent, which means turn around or go in the opposite direction, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Okay, some translations say the kingdom of heaven is near, but most translations say the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven is at hand, or it's within hand's distance, or I'm the one that's near you, and I'm stretching my hands out to you, and if you would embrace me, I would bring you into the kingdom. Then from 18 to verse 21, Jesus begins to build his core, build his team. Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers working a job, working career, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew, and they were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. And then Jesus said to them as the apostle and the head businessman and the corporate leader, and said, come, follow me. Jesus said, I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and they followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and the brother John, and they were in the boat with Father and Zebedee preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. Now, one of the things the book of Matthew doesn't talk about, all the details why they left their nets to follow him, because Christ was performing a miracle that convinced them that he was possibly the Messiah. And so when Yeshua begins to operate in the kingdom, people drop what they're doing and they follow you. And this is how you know when God is building something up in the body of Christ, because they would leave something and they will come into what the truth is. God bless you, Robert, my engineer. We're also on www.mikebroadcastdv.com. And one of the things I'm doing when I equip the saints or equip those God has given me, keep in mind those that God has given me, everybody's not given to Pastor Mike, but those that are given to me, the word given is not in the ownership of the management, they're going to realize that nothing should stop you. Even you can't stop you. You can't be discouraged. You can't let sickness, disease. You got to go forward and forge ahead with power. God bless you, my cousin LQ. And so when I speak about Wonder Woman and the kingdom of the day, this is not some cute thing I do just for movie's sake. It's because I'm trying to awaken and enlighten my people to the gospel of the kingdom and come out of the four-wall restricted letter of the law, Christianity, that have done more damage in the body of Christ than anything else, that type of Christianity that bounds us up and ties us up. My job is to free you so you can start thinking about some true wealth and some true disciple making, other than just another 9-to-5 job, a little money that you live from paycheck to paycheck. God wants to bring us into the wealth of the nations, where nations drop the wealth at our feet, so we can really do some community transformating and do more than just get a little paycheck every twice a month. All right. So I'm talking about the kingdom of God and Wonder Woman, or the Wonder Woman and the kingdom of God. And of course, the movie was made in 2017. Her name, the starring actress, was Gail Gadot. The second guy that played the starring role, of course, second person was Chris Pine, and actually he plays her boyfriend, and he plays a very important role, and so does Wonder Woman, and both of them play the role and help, of course, starve off the destruction of the world due to World War One. Her name, of course, was Princess Diana, but they call her Wonder Woman. Keep in mind, she was a princess before she was a wonder. And many folks don't understand that before you are Christian or you are Baptist, you was made kings and queens in Christ Jesus. So you need to realize who you are before you came here. And of course, according to the movie, Princess Diana supposedly had an understanding from her boyfriend Steve that there's a war that's going to destroy the whole earth. And Ares was supposed to have been the spirit of the demon that's moving through. And Ares is basically a Greek term for the god of war. And so they kind of took Greek mythology and American history and tied it together and produced a great movie. I don't know if it's a great movie. A couple of things. Number one, anytime you take $120 million, the initial seed, and you plant it into the mountain of the movie industry, and you come out with $821 million, that is a good investment. You drop $120 in, and you come out with at least $821 million, and that's on American soil. When you begin to go across the world, across the globe, then those numbers jump up to $3 billion. So you sold a seed of $120 million, but you come out with $3 billion. And this is led by a woman, a Wonder Woman, a Gail Gadot. So this is a celebration of International Ladies Day, and I want to celebrate women all over the world, especially my wife and my daughter, Makaya, and many other women in our ministry and circle play a great role in my leadership and what great things I'm doing in the world. And I dedicate that to all the ladies and all those who support Pastor Duffy far and near, near and far. And now I want to just give God thanks for that. Now, when you go and read and look at this movie, Wonder Woman, you're going to notice a few things. This woman, Gail Gadot, I don't know how much money they paid to play this role, but she played this role to the utmost. And now, you know, movies are not just in person, but movies are also done in digital animation. And they take the face of the actress and they put it on the cartoon body. And it got us so well put together that it's hard to even determine if it's a person or if it's a cartoon. That might be good or bad, because after a while, they can soon start replacing people with cartoon figures, and you won't even need people to do the role, which I hope won't go in that direction. But it looked like it could go in that direction. Anyway, so Wonder Woman, the movie, you plant a $120 million seed, and you come out with at least $821 million. It was a number 10 movie in 2017 and the number 14th movie of all time due to its income. And, of course, it broke the billion-dollar mark, $3 billion, and it had a worldwide effect. So Gail Gadot, who was Wonder Woman, is now what you call she's labeled. That's another term they use for that. When you add to them, every time you see them, it's a Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman. It's like when I met Adam in New York, you know, I said, Adam. And then he told his real name, so my name's not Adam, you know, because all my children fanatic. And then the prayer for him, too, but got his whole name, David something. His name was David. He played a role of Adam and played a role of not only Adam, but also his brother Stuart. And I forgot his name, but it come to me. But I come to find out that the very image that you portray is that what people believe that you are, whether it's a movie. But if you play that role, like Eric Kane is always Eric Kane, you know. And so when I think about this whole movie I watched today, there was a statement that Wonder Woman made in the movie at the end of the movie I thought was so powerful, which opened my mind to this. And this is what she said in the movie. She says, "It's not what you deserve, it's what you believe." What a powerful statement. It's not what you deserve, is what you believe. Now, when you take that one statement from the movie, which I call Truth Realized, and you apply it to biblical principles, that simply means all of us deserve death. We're all supposed to go to hell and the everlasting lake of fire because we've fallen short of the glory of God. But Christ Jesus came and make up the difference. So it's not what you deserve. God gave us mercy through Christ. So when we see Christ as our Savior, we're no longer going to hell or the everlasting lakes of fire. Now we're getting what we believe. So once you believe what Jesus did and you apply it to your life, that's the bridge into eternal life. I don't know why folks will reject that which God sent to bridge the gap. You don't get what you deserve. You get what you believe. But guess what? If you don't believe, you'll get what you deserve. Let me try one more time. You don't get what you deserve. You get what you believe. But if you don't believe, you'll get what you deserve. Real powerful. So Jesus Christ comes and says, I'm here to bring you into the kingdom. I want to bring you in from the outside to the inside. And the way you guys been coming to God before, the whole system is changing. I don't want the focus to be Moses or Abraham. I don't want it to be the focus of trying to keep the Torah, coming to the temple every Saturday. I want to be able to allow you to understand that I am the Messiah, and I need you to believe on me. And if you believe on me, listen to me, you will not get what you deserve. You'll get mercy. You'll be able to escape the wrath of God, which is to come. And the Jews that believed on Jesus and took hold of the prophecies of Jesus, when the Roman army surrounded Jerusalem and surrounded the temple, 1 million Jews ran for the hills, ran for the mountains, and they escaped the Roman Empire destroying the city and the temple. And those Jews who did not embrace the word of Jesus Christ went down in the baptism of fire. But those that took heed to Jesus escaped, and it was like a form of a rapture, and got out before the trouble came. Now, I'm trying to show you that it happened within 40 years in the year, of course, AD 70. And so those that took heed to the word was able to get grace to get out. But those that rejected the word of Jesus and thought that God was going to fight for them because they hiding out in the temple, hiding out in the city, many of the Jews lost lives and the blood was shattered. And Jesus said something very strange to the woman who was on his way to his death on the cross. He said, don't cry for me. Don't cry for me. Cry for yourselves, because you didn't take heed to my prophetic word. And this is some of the things I want to teach today, is that Christ wants to speak through so many things, but the problem is some of us don't want to take heed to the word. We don't want to be able to say, this is what Jesus told me to do, and I got to keep doing it until he tells me to do something different. I got to stay in step with the words of Jesus so that I can maximize the power of the kingdom of God. Now, when you look at the movie of Wonder Woman, and I dedicate this, of course, to my wife, it's a woman that has a force and an attitude as, I'm going to win. I'm going to deliver the earth from the spirit of Ares. I'm going to start World War One. But her boyfriend, Steve, who in the beginning of the movie kind of crashed on their island by mistake, was telling Princess Diana that there's a war going on and might destroy the whole earth. And so Princess Diana wanted to leave her comfort zone, leave her third heaven and come to the first heaven. And her mother and her family said, don't go, don't go. And regardless, Diana said, I got to go. So she resisted the begging. She resisted what people wanted to limit her to. And she went to the planet Earth fighting to save the lives of the humans, because she was really after this person called Ares, which was a demon. All right, but watch this. I also went to see Captain Marvel, and I have to see it 2 or 3 more times. I will not spoil the movie. But one thing I realized is that when you understand who you are and you're free from the mechanism and the controlling of people who try to control you mentally and limit you because they don't want you to have more power than they have, they will limit you and try to keep you beneath them. As one of the dangers of slavery is to try to control people to work just for you. Anytime you're raising up leaders, you want to make people better than what you are and push them ahead of you. That's what a father and mother does with their kids. God bless you, Pastor Sharon. But in the movie, I realized that this Wonder Woman, this Diana, Princess Diane, who was a very powerful woman, just because she had all these powers and all these gifts, she still went through a struggle. She had situations to understand. She wasn't fully aware. And the 2017 movie, her boyfriend died in the plane. You know, she was unaware of what would cost her. All right. And she also was disappointed because when she killed a lower devil, she thought that was the only devil. It wasn't the only devil. It was a lower devil. It was another higher devil. So she was confused and bamboozled and hoodwinked to think that Ares was in the body of one guy. but it ended up being the body of somebody else. God bless you, Debbie. Looking forward to interviewing your husband this Tuesday night at www.glorysongs.net, 6 to 8 o'clock, about the cow. I'm looking forward to that interview. God bless you, Debbie. If you can go on my page, go on the page, everybody, and watch the clip about DeCando. John DeCando played a role in the rescuing of the cow off of Route 80. It jumped 10 feet, saved not only her life, but the life of her calf. I think Brianna is the cow, and Winter was the calf that was born. And that was John DeCando who helped play the role. And now it's headed for legislation to try to stop slaughterhouses from killing animals that are pregnant. Oh, my God, John DeCando, we about to make that happen. Let's pray and believe God. God bless you, Debbie. Don't miss what God's doing. Now, you hear more about that later. So I'm talking today about Wonder Woman and, of course, the kingdom of God. And I showed you how this Wonder Woman movie made so much money in 2017, over $820 million, and worldwide it was $3 billion, all based on a woman that takes a leadership position. And this is the hour where women need to step to the plate and step up and lead, especially if a man isn't. Any place where a man has abdicated his leadership, I believe a woman can step to the plate and lead. She can do it because she leads in the spirit, not according to her gender. And so a lot of times you don't understand that. We got certain preachers, a certain denomination, hold a woman down based on their outside body or based on their gender. Christ wants us to lead through the spirit. And so you don't lead because you're a woman or you're a man. You lead because you're spiritually connected to Christ. And you're going to get what you believe, not what you deserve. But if you don't believe, you'll get what you deserve. All right? So in this movie, Diana, Wonder Woman, had some loss. She was a little bit ignorant in areas, and she assumed stuff. And due to her assuming, and due to her ignorance, and due to her, of course, her boyfriend's death, she had an emotional burst that brought her to a level of power that was ridiculous. When I began to show you how your emotional man sometimes can go through so much you want to cry and scream, but there is where you channel that energy through your praise and your worship, and you'll come to a level of power that is ridiculous. At the end of the movie, my girl Wonder Woman went to a level of power because she absorbed what was happening to her boyfriend. She felt disappointed. She took all that emotional energy and she channeled it through her armbands, and that power knocked the devil out. Can I not tell you that sometimes levels of the kingdom do not increase until you control your emotional man? Do you know how to channel your emotions? You don't let your emotions make you angry and mad and destroy stuff. You let your emotions come through you so you can channel your stuff against the powers of the darkness of the devil. And you drive it out by praise and worship. Folks wonder why I shout and dance and cry while I worship. I'm channeling all of my disappointment, all my setbacks. I'm channeling it through my praise and my worship and my hallelujah. And when I do that, I'm shaking devils in the spirit world. This movie shows you how to channel your emotion. Now, it also teaches you this. All right, now stick with me. 2:26, I got to take a break in about 3 minutes. What it also teaches me, just because you got a lot of power and gifts and you're pretty or you're fine or you're handsome, it does not excuse you from loss. It doesn't excuse you from your levels of ignorance. It doesn't excuse you from you assuming stuff that's not really the truth. Princess Diana, Wonder Woman, had assumed that when she killed one guy, that should have been the end of the war. And her boyfriend was saying, you're sorely mistaken, baby. You're dealing with a lower class devil. There's another devil. And just because you knock out one thing don't mean there's something else. And so she thought the war was over because she killed this guy she thought was Ares. And it wasn't even him. It was another guy. And this guy had more power than the first guy she destroyed. So that's why sometimes when folks take out oil and they anoint your head on Sunday and folks fall on the floor, they think the war is over. And not knowing you're only dealing with a little bit of roach. And they got all these other roaches behind the wall. Why do we feel because we get one little break, we think it's over? It's just the lower class. There's a higher class. And we don't understand this because we assume. We have spirits of ignorance, and we don't understand what the truth deal is. And the truth deal, as I say that, the truth deal is you get what you believe, Tamiko. You get what you believe, Bishop. You get what you believe, Irma. So God can present the word all day long. God can show you in the scripture all day long, President CBJ. But if you don't believe it, ain't nothing happening. You got to believe it. And the word believe means to be fully persuaded. It means to be fully persuaded that your actions align. Let me say it again. Faith really is to be fully persuaded that your actions align. Don't tell God you believe and don't do it. That's an empty confession. Don't tell me I believe, but your life don't align. You don't tithe. You don't give. You don't serve. You don't minister. You don't talk about the Lord. You're just talking. Talking that is not connected to actions is empty words. You're just mouthing with no heart connection. The Wonder Woman, Diana, said, I'm going to save the earth. She left her place of comfort, and she went to the earth to fight. She put herself in harm's way. A lot of folks talking, I believe God, I believe God. And they're not involved at all. They don't sacrifice. They don't stay committed. They're not in it. They're just talking to be talking. And sometimes when folks are talking about, I want deliverance. I want healing. I'm be like, you don't want no healing. Please, don't. No, you're not lying. Don't eat right. Don't fast. Don't lay out. Not committed to your church. What is up with us? How do I have a principle, Lolita, David Bowen, the greatest principles in the district? You got, if you're going to walk in the kingdom, you got to be so fully persuaded that your feet align with your mouth and your heart. Are you with me so far? So now watch this. Now, it's 2:29. I'm going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back. I'm going to talk more and more about the kingdom of God and Wonder Woman. And I'm dedicating this program to all the ladies, International Ladies Day, okay? I'm going to come back after this. You've been watching Mike Live and also listening to www.mikebroadcastdvd.com. You're watching the Mike Radio Show, Reverend Mike McDuffie.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored story. Stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top top dentists for 2018, providing exceptional, compassionate care. The Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Okay. Now we're back to www.mikebrock@ddv.com. And so when you look at a few movies, whether it's The Hulk, whether it's Wonder Woman, or whether it's Captain America, and even Superman, all four of these guys, when you take them to the next emotional level, something breaks in the spirit. Now in the movie, when you get more angry or you get stronger, from The Hulk to Superman to Wonder Woman here, and to, you know, even Captain America, when he fought Iron Man, and I think in the Captain America movie, he was fighting to protect the super soldier Bucky. All of them break forth into another level, dimension, when they channel their emotions. See, if you want to let your emotions move you to anger, to destroy and self-destruct, commit suicide, that's the idiot move. What you want to do is channel your emotions behind the kingdom and watch God move. It's almost like when I'm praying for people, now when I pray for folk who are attacked with the spirit of cancer, I start thinking about how it tried to kill my father, and I take that anger and I channel it through my commanding prayers. And I find that the anointing increases in me. I really feel that, because you gotta know how to channel that anger, channel it. Some of you allow things that happen to you in your past to decapitate, to stop you. No, allow it to channel it. Pastor, you know, I was married and my husband walked out with the secretary, never came back. After you channel the anger, or did you stop living? Or Pastor, I had a bad divorce, after you channel the anger? Pastor, my son went in my account and stole $10,000. We can't find a way. Do you channel the anger or you get bitter and blame God? And a lot of times we become stagnated because we don't know how to take what was done wrong to us, flip it in prayer, and empower the advancement of the kingdom. That's what Jesus did. But do you really understand the crucifixion of Jesus? Do you understand what they did to Jesus? They beat the crap out of him, man. Let me show you something. Let me show you. And maybe if you get to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 20, well, let me show you something. Let me show you about how you're supposed to take your emotions and channel them. Okay? If you go to Matthew Gospel, chapter 26, all right? Judas betrayed Jesus. That's really emotional, man. The God is on your team, turn against you. You know, and then when you get to Matthew 26, verse 31, Jesus says that God will strike the shepherd, which is symbolic of God is now going to allow Jesus to go through hell itself. And all the folk that's with me, you're going to run and leave me. That's emotional. I've been down that road. Everybody carry on their shoulder like your greatest thing since sliced bread. And then you go through a setback or you fall short or nothing is or everything like folks thought that everybody leaves. See, that's an emotional attack against you psychologically. And, of course, he prophesied and said, all y'all going to leave me. And Peter goes, well, they're going to leave. I'm not going to leave. They're going to leave. And Jesus goes, but Peter, shut the heaven up. You're going to deny me three times you're going to deny me three times. So I want to embrace you, brothers and sisters. Everything serving Christ is not peach cream. Calling on the name of the Lord create enemies. They get relatives talking about you. It makes people say bad things. They say negative things. They don't like the anointing in your life. It ain't always peachy cream. And being Wonder Woman on the movie wasn't always happy. You know, she had all this power. They didn't know how to channel it. She had assumed things wasn't true, right? She had a certain level of them. She thought, if I kill one person, it's over with. And the boyfriend said, you don't understand, Diana. You don't understand. That's not how it works. She had not yet matured. Her understanding was not fully awakened, so she assumed stuff. Just because you have a lot of power and all these gifts doesn't mean you're all right. You have to be able to understand that walking in the kingdom does create enemies. And Jesus said, I'm going to Gethsemane and pray. He got up, and Dagon and Judas had brought folk there to arrest him. I tell you, man, this is crazy. Then they have some court case at night. What did he even do in the day? It was so illegal, trumped up charges. They falsely accuse him. And man, it was a mess, man. They snapped him. They beat him. They spanked him. Dagon took the white whip and whipped him 39 times. And then they made him carry the cross. He tripped and fall. And they make sure you die. Listen, this is all being done to Jesus, who has the power to destroy everybody if he wanted to. He could have called on a legion of the angels to come and deliver him any time. But the process was, you have to go through this, because that's what the Bible told him. See, so there's a thing called what you call self-imposed limitations. So Jesus and God the Father imposed limitation on themselves for the sake of the cross. Now, I don't know. I don't always proclaim to know all the answers why would God go through all this for the earth. I kind of feel like you know everything and know everything that happened. Why put folks through all that stuff? Just click your fingers and make it right. But apparently he knows more than I know, and this is the route that God has chosen. Who am I to tell God what to do? Hello, Ivan, my spiritual son. Congratulations on your book. I ordered it. I have not seen a book yet. Wait, my book. I see everybody getting them. I want my book, Ivory. My spiritual son, I love you, man. So proud of you. Keep doing your thing. And the deep thing was is that Wonder Woman, although she was called to do a great work, she was not fully aware. She had some knowledge she needed to increase in. She had to have her eyes open. And by the end of the movie, listen to me, by the end of the movie, she had entered into a level of power that was unlimited, because she channeled her anger, she became aware of the truth, and she began to continue to move forward in her calling. And the deep thing was, which is so deep, the deep thing was, is that she thought at first the battle was over because she knocked out one devil, not knowing she took out the lower class devil, not the higher class devil. So when the second devil showed up, who's with the first devil, he's like, Diana, you don't even understand. I am that God. I don't care about these humans. I want to destroy all of them. He was like a pawn. He was saying, I don't care about these humans. I don't like none of them. I want to destroy the whole earth anyway. So Diana had to come up with another mindset for kingdom. She had to realize it was deeper than what she thought. And that's one of the things about the spirit of wisdom and understanding and knowledge. It opens your eyes up to let you know the true meaning of life. It isn't just making money. It isn't just making yourself popular. The question at the end of the day, Ivory and Crystal, how many souls are being saved? Who's coming to Christ? See, we don't understand that prosperity is not the fame. It's not the money. It's not even positivity. At the end of the day, the question will be, how many souls came to Jesus because you gave an opportunity? See, that's the Wonder Woman principle. We assume because we live our lives what we consider good, or we were a little positive, or we helped change our community. But at the end of the day, God going to say, how many souls came to Jesus because of you? It's amazing to me how the church is caught in the positivity game, being positive. But the question is for the church, how many disciples came to Christ because you advanced the kingdom? Who did you extend a hand out to? Is that the kingdom of God is at hand? Here's my hand. Let me pull you to the kingdom. Well, Pastor, I don't serve God. I got hurt in church. Folks talk about me. My man left me. You give me all those emotional reasons to walk away from the kingdom, when the emotional reasons should empower the kingdom. It should push you to a level. This movie, Wonder Woman, made in 2017, starring Gail Gadot, directed by Patty Jenkins, another female. Actually, this whole Wonder Woman concept was made for Greek mythology, owned by DC Comics. They took comics, put it on the screen, and they took $120 million seed and turned it into an $820 million harvest. One little ideal became a reality, came manifested. And here are all these women just swinging, Gail Gadot, Patty Jenkins, and of course, these two women played a major role in creating so many jobs and people. Do you know how many people you could put to work for $121 million? I mean, the D.C. kingdom is doing more kingdom than the local church. Because if you're going to improve the quality of life in a 21st century people, we got to talk about economics. How many jobs you create? If you're going to sell all those books, I mean, 1 million books, then from those books, how many scholarships are going to give out? That's going to help some girl go to college, get a degree, and then say all praises to Jesus because he allowed me to get these scholarships. All praise. Thank you, God, for using Ivy. But at the end of the day, it was Jesus through Ivy that got me saved and delivered. We have to understand the kingdom of God at the end of the day is for folks to have an encounter with Christ Jesus. And this is the job of the church. We must create jobs. We must create economic development. We must think of ways to bring a kingdom flow so that men and women can go and improve the quality of life. Listen to me carefully, everybody. Now, let me just go to this statement. I want to focus on this, and then I'm going to go to the Bible for a few minutes. This is what Diana said in the movie, at the end of the movie, when she was ripping Ares behind. Now, Ares is what I call the head prince devil. He was the main devil behind, of course, World War One, according to the movie. Okay, we know this is fiction, but not really fiction because the truth out of it is really nonfiction. But anyway, this is what Diana said. This is what Wonder Woman said. And this is what I say when I'm in the middle of my greatest battle. It's not what Michael McDuffie deserves. It's what Michael McDuffie believes. And the word believe comes from another term in the Greek language called pietis, which means to be fully persuaded. To be so fully persuaded that you mentally, through your eye sockets, ear sockets, and heart socket, really believe what God says. And you really stand on it to the part you just know that's going to come to pass, man. That's a ridiculous level of faith. When folks talk about no faith, little faith, faith, great faith, no faith, little faith, faith, great faith. And there's another faith called greater than all faiths, I think five levels. You have to be so fully persuaded that you understand what it costs you to believe. You know, he said, and I'll repeat it, this comes out of Matthew's gospel, and verse 17, he says, from that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he went creating his staff in verse 18 through 21. And then in verse 23, he began to operate in the power of the kingdom. The Bible says Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness amongst the people. Let me interpret that in the Wonder Woman movie. Princess Diana leaves her little island with the other Amazon women, goes to the planet Earth so she can take the gospel of the kingdom to stop Ares from destroying the Earth. Even though people that was around her, including her mom, said, don't go stay in the land of comfort. Don't go to Earth. Stay in heaven. Don't go because it's going to be dangerous over there. And she said, and Jesus said, I don't care if the cost, send me. Jesus died on the cross, and Princess Diana almost got her butt whipped and destroyed. I'm trying to show you the side by side. One is fiction, one is nonfiction, but at the end of the day, they both nonfiction, both the truth. So Jesus operates the kingdom. He's mobile. He's moving around because verse 24 says news about him spread throughout all of Syria, and people brought to him all who are ill with various diseases, those suffer with severe pain, demon-possessed, those having seizures, which is epilepsy and seizures, and the paralyzed. He healed them all. He healed them all. He healed them all, LJ. He healed them all. And loud and large crowds in Galilee, Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the regions across the Jordan began to follow him. So here is the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom of God. He has invaded, he's spreading, and he's being impactful in where he's going. Talk about the Wonder Woman. It's the wonder of the kingdom. If it's preached right, if you fully believe. See, God wants to do miracles amongst people if they fully believe. And fully believe is more than talk. It is your actions, it is your finance, it's your commitment, it's your love walk, it's your submission to God. It is staying locked in the truth so that the truth will make you free. When you get to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 1 through verses, actually all the whole chapter, but especially 1 through verse, I call verse 14, he begins to explain to his inner circle what does it mean to advance the kingdom and how to operate in kingdom principles. When you watch the Wonder Woman movie, it was Wonder Woman, her boyfriend Chris, who plays the role of Steve, they're trying to stop World War One. All right, but they had a little group that they had three others that were their little inner group. It went from there from the Wonder Woman to Chris, who was like Peter, and had three other guys, I think two or three other guys that played a role in the inner core group, the one, the three. the three, the one, and they helped direct the armies to win the overthrow. So while Wonder Woman was fighting the principalities up top, there were lower class devils that had to be taken care of. And this comes down to teamwork, connectivity, and how many people amongst your group know how the kingdom functions and how the kingdom operates. So in the book of Matthew chapter 5 is what Princess Diana was learning on the Amazon Island, because before she comes to Earth, she is on that island being taught and trained by her mentors, by her mom, and they knew this girl had great untapped talent and untapped ability, but she had to go to church. Watch it. She had to go to church. She had to go to SITU. She had to watch Mike Live. She had to listen to AI 237. She had to submit under the training of the Amazon program of course, Kingdom of Might Ministries. And you know, Amazon is one of the richest companies in the world. Watch, I'm switching up on y'all. Amazon is so powerful, it's shutting down other companies, shutting down everybody. It's buying Whole Foods. It's moving into New York. Jeff Bezos is worth probably close to $150 billion as we speak and increasing. Gotta pray for him. He's going through a divorce right now. It's a whole lot of power to have. But I'm showing you the principle. You have to be able to be accurate enough to stay on your game to advance what God told you to do. And you can't get thrown off by sickness, disease, church folk, racism, folk who jealous of you, folks who hate that you get the attention. All you gotta do is stay in faith, fully be persuaded, and watch how God fights for you. Watch what God does for you. And this is the key to what I call the kingdom of God. This is very key. Robbie, when I'm about to close out, please post on my show. I'm on two different phones, okay, so I can't read the texts. So when I get close to closing, just send me a post on Mike Live and just go on my Facebook page and Mike close out. I know what to say. Now, what I gave you today was a little bit about what I've learned about women. And women can be great leaders if you empower them and don't try to decapitate them. My wife is a very powerful woman of God, strong leader, elders in her family, and I watched God raise her up in the midst of her own oppositions and fight against sickness and disease. And I watched my daughter Micaiah be raised up, even as a tremendous singer and a symphony. Amen. And I have another goddaughter, which I call like my adopted daughter. I call her Maya Leah, who's in service right now. And I watched God raise her up. And I'm watching her being raised up all over the world. And I pray a special prayer for the women in my family, from Minister Jay to Micaiah to Malia to Cassandra to Cherish to Ruby to Brenda to my Aunt Reva to Miss Williams, to President Crystal, to LJ, to Dr. Michelle Hall, to Pastor Sharon, Minister Danielle, to LQ, to my Aunt Dot, to Judy, glory be to God, Rashima, Keisha, to Principal Lolita Vaughn, to Tamiko, to Irma, to Maria, to Debbie, to Karen, to Linda Shalen, hallelujah, thank you, Rashima, Brenda Watson, glory be to God, Keisha. I just call out women today because I want you to be the Wonder Woman of your society. I want you to be the daughter of God that advances the kingdom and function like it's supposed to. And don't let your emotions take you off. Channel your emotions. Don't hold grudge. Let go of unforgiveness and allow God to come through you. At the end of the movie, and stick with me, I'm almost done, Brother Robert. At the end of the movie, and go watch it, watch the Wonder Woman movie. At the end of the movie, the thing was that Diana, Wonder Woman, overcome Ares because she looked at all the stuff she was going through. You saw her boyfriend plane blow up in midair. She began to realize that what she thought wasn't the truth. And what happened was, don't forget, thank you so much, and all the young ladies and Chrissy Kids and all the women in our church, man, Mom Collins, Bree, those I forgot, you know, Felicia, Elder Lisa, many of you women, just all the women in my circle. I don't call your name, it's not purposely done, but I want you to know that God wants you to stand up as women that wonder the world. You don't have to be the Wonder Woman, but be a woman that wonders the world. I want folks to say, God, I wonder how LQ did that. I wonder how Crystal did that. I wonder how Pastor Sharon did that. I want you to leave people wondering. And this is what I want to do, Vernon Cannon. I want to pray for women today as I close out these last two or three minutes. I want to pray that every woman watching me right now, may the Lord make you a sign and a wonder. You are a wonder woman. And may God baffle the people that try to restrict you, try to cut you down, and even some of you women who felt that men did you wrong and overlooked you. I pray that God would give you anointing to wonder the world. I release a spirit of wonder that people will begin to wonder, how do you do what you do? How do you get out that thing? How do you get healed? How do you get delivered? How did you say it again? Oh, my, you empty out your car. Oh, thank you. I just listened. Someone towed your car. Devil is a lie, isn't it? I just release a spirit of wonder over all you women, that you are a wonder woman. I pray that you be a sign in the wonder. I pray that when you get that career, they'll wonder how you get it. And when you become that millionaire, they're going to say, how you do it? I pray that you'll be a wonder. I release a spirit of wonderment, of a wonder over all the ladies. I dedicate this because it's International Ladies Week, and I just release that to you. And I just release it to you, and may every woman watching me take a leap of faith and sow a seed today. Go right to the Cash App and sow a seed. There you go, Crystal. And those who believe in God, I want you to sow a seed into this wonder ground, just wonder anointing. Sow a seed and move. And you can sow a seed in $ Pastor Michael 7 or PayPal. And my email address is supermight, M-I-G-H-T 777 at gmail.com. And so I gave you a whole lot today. And I charge you to go back and watch the Wonder Woman movie 2017. And watch God take you and make you a wonder. You'd be amazed what you'll learn if you go back and watch movies with Bible glasses on. I got to begin to go. I got to close out. We do have church on tomorrow, Brother Robert. Of course, be interested in attending. You have to inbox me, and I'll, of course, or message me, and I'll give you the address. It'll be 9:30 to about 11 o'clock, 11:30 on tomorrow, because I have another service at 12 o'clock. So just continue to pray for Pastor Mike, pray for the mighty Son of God Fellowship Church, and I know God's about to do. God bless you, Robert Santos. I got to begin to close out. Thank you for, of course, watching Mike live, but also listening to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. Thank you for listening to the teaching of Wonder Woman and the Kingdom of God. I got to go. Thank you, Brother Robert.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.